It is not the certainty of scientific knowledge that fits it for this role, but its uncertainty. Seeing scientists change their minds again and again about matters that can be studied directly in laboratory experiments, how can one take seriously the claims of religious tradition or sacred writings to certain knowledge about matters beyond human experience? Of course, science has made its own contribution to the world's sorrows, but generally by giving us the means of killing each other, not the motive. Where the authority of science has been invoked to justify horrors, it really has been in terms of perversions of science, like Nazi racism and eugenics. As Karl Popper has said, it is only too obvious that it is irrationalism and not rationalism that has the responsibility for all national hostility and aggression, both before and after the Crusades. But I do not know of any war waged for a scientific aim and inspired by scientists. Unfortunately, I do not think that it is possible to make the case for scientific modes of reasoning by rational argument. David Hume saw long ago that in appealing to our past experience of successful science, we are assuming the validity of the very mode of reasoning we are trying to justify. In the same way, all logical arguments can be defeated by the simple refusal to reason logically. So we cannot simply dismiss the question why, if we do not find the spiritual comfort we want in the laws of nature, we should not look for it elsewhere, in spiritual authority of one sort or another, or in an independent leap of faith. The decision to believe or not is not entirely in our hands. I might be happier and have better manners if I thought I were descended from the emperors of China, but no effort of will on my part can make me believe it, any more than I can will my heart to stop beating. Yet it seems to me that many people are able to exert some control over what they believe, and choose to believe in what they think makes them good or happy. The most interesting description I know of how this control can work appears in George Orwell's novel 1984. The hero, Winston Smith, has written in his diary that freedom is the freedom to say that 2 + 2 = 4. The Inquisitor, O'Brien, takes this as a challenge and sets out to force Smith to change his mind. Under torture, Smith is perfectly willing to say that 2 + 2 = 5, but that is not what O'Brien is after. Finally, the pain becomes so unbearable that in order to escape it, Smith manages to convince himself for an instant that 2 + 2 = 5. O'Brien is satisfied for the moment, and the torture is suspended. In much the same way, the pain of confronting the prospect of our own deaths and the deaths of those we love impels us to adopt beliefs that soften that pain. If we are able to manage to adjust our beliefs in this way, then why not do so? I can see no scientific or logical reason not to seek consolation by adjustment of our beliefs, only a moral one, a point of honor.